to Christian tell us your story?
Full story.
Full embellished account.
It's not going to take very long, Erich.
I know you have told, I think, a dozen times, and still you say that it's not a full account, it's not a full account.
But you also have to add in your family, your mother, how she ended
up the
whole thing. Okay.
Okay. Okay, ready? I'm ready, ever ready to hear the heart speak out and praise him.
Okay.
That is the original word.
How far shall I go? 1960.
How far should I go? No, much before that, when you were a stone or when you were a vegetable. That he sat on the rock which you were, and that's how you were.
You want me to fill till lunchtime, is that a
joke? Oh, please, please. Come on, okay. Let's be serious, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a serious subject, you know. It's not that. We shouldn't take it lightly. When the hearts crawl towards him, it's a great effort and all that. It's a serious subject. Yeah.
Come on. I was 12 years old. And I was walking through the woods.
Can you hear her?
Yeah.
Do you
want me to close the door? Do you want me to...
No, can you hear?
A little louder.
Yeah.
Louder?
Yeah.
Okay.
You were 12 years old.
I was walking through the woods.
Yeah.
In Woodstock, New York. And I felt someone looking at me. And I looked over into the woods, and there was a picture of Meher Baba on a tree. A photograph of Meher Baba on a tree.
Where? What woods was this specifically?
This was Clarence Schmidt's property.
Oh, I know. No, see, I know this property because I used to be. I was in Woodstock at the same time. Yeah. Clarence Schmidt. You mean he had put it on the tree?
He had sculpture.
Right, he had trees covered with aluminum foil and really strange and bizarre things. He was
baby
a true eccentric.
Yeah.
What was his name?
Clarence Schmidt.
Clarence.
He's not a Baba lover that I know of, but he had this picture.
He's not a registered Baba lover, but still a Baba lover.
Right.
He had a lot of contact with Baba lovers over the years.
Yeah. I didn't even know him, but you were allowed to just go and wander through his land.
Is the same Woodstock, you see, where all the programs were held and all that?
Yes. And...
Could you give us a year on this?
68. November, I think. And I was drawn over to the tree like a magnet to look at Baba's photo. And I felt Baba looking at me, and I felt him looking very deeply into me, far more deeply than anyone else had ever looked at me. And I felt that he was reaching a place in me much deeper than I even knew existed. I knew that my life was connected with him. And I felt a recognition that he was the greatest one. I didn't have a word for it at that time.
And you had not heard of anybody by that name or anything?
No. And I also knew in that moment, I don't know how long I was looking at the picture, I knew that when the time came for me to know more, that I would know more. And that I took that in to the extent I could take that in. And it was 2 years later that I got a phone call from my cousin Louise, some of you know, Louise Barry Anthony from California. And she had heard of Meher Baba and was given the discourses by Frankie Tacker. If anyone knows Frankie.
Yeah, see Tacker?
Yeah. Frankie had been Louise's roommate in college. And so Louise was just beginning to read the discourses. She had some feeling for Baba and wanted to go to a Baba meeting. So she was going to be traveling to New York City to go to her first Baba meeting. And she was 10 years older. She still is. And, she had an impulse to call me up and to invite me to this Baba meeting. She felt very strongly that I had to be at the meeting also. And I was only 14 at the time. And it was
Louise invited you?
Louise invited me. So she insisted to my parents and pled my case. And sure enough, I was allowed to go to New York alone and go to the Baba meeting with her. So I went down, I met Louise and Frankie Tacker, and the three of us went to Baba House in Greenwich Village. And the minute we walked in, we were just overpowered with waves of love from Baba. It was a beautiful photo. And I don't really remember anything about the meeting. I just remember the love and being just floating there. Billy Eaton was speaking, they tell me. I don't remember a word she said.
Billy Eaton.
Mm-hmm. And that was the beginning of the story.
We just received a letter yesterday.
From Billy?
Yeah.
But then where did it go from there? That's 1960.
70.
Now, that's now 1970.
I went to the center for the first time that Easter, April, in 71. I went with Louise and Frankie, and it was wonderful.
So since then you have not read anything, nothing to do with reading or anything like that?
I must have started reading at that time. For me, the connection wasn't through the reading.
Mm-hmm.
I did enjoy reading Baba's books later. You know, it's
well, you were still, that makes you 16, 17?
I was 14.
14 when you first went to the meeting. So.
And then I came here in 1973 in the winter and it was wonderful. You know the story from there.
But then your mother came with Louise, that was her first time coming mm-hmm. here, right? So during all these years, when first they allowed you to go to the Baba meeting at Baba House.
They didn't want me to come to India. They didn't want me to really have anything to do with Baba, but they thought it sounded very strange.
So they did feel that way up
they
until...
Did. A lot of things happened in between in our lives. My parents were agnostics all the time when I was growing up. And then after Baba came into my life, it seemed like there were a series of tragedies in my family that helped to open them up. And my parents were divorced. And my mother especially has become more and more open and drawn to Baba. And it feels as though she's relying more and more on him now, especially after the trip.
Her mother came here for those
last year.
Did you come with her?
No, I couldn't. I had been in the summer, and then she felt an urgency to come. She couldn't wait for me.
Wow.
So she came with Louise's mother. It was her first trip also.
They had a good time, I think. They wrote a letter, both wrote to Money afterwards.
Oh, they had a wonderful, they were deeply, deeply touched to be here.